White. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. December 27, 1892. Dear son Willie, I have not any particular news to write to you, but will say we were able to get off a large mail. It was trying for us all, but everything went without friction. I send today the matter on organization to Wagner. I have this morning written him a letter of 6 pages, of which I will send you a copy. I have been constantly busy looking over the matter to be sent to Adelaide upon the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment. I see enough to do. I spoke last Sabbath, but Willie, I am sorry to say it, but it will not be right to be presumptuous. I suffered much last Sabbath. I felt unusually well for a couple of days, but as soon as I began to inhale the atmosphere of the hall, I felt my heart deprived of vital air and was so exhausted I could with difficulty address the people. Brother Smith tried to change the atmosphere, then it blew on my neck, and I have had cold in head and teeth since. Many were unable to keep their eyes open, and I could not blame them. I cannot believe the congregation can become spiritually benefited or energized under such an atmosphere. It is simply terrible. Some said they pinched themselves and did everything possible to keep awake, and they felt the life taken out of them. Well, how do you suppose, with my weak heart, I can feel to stand before the people, presenting great truths, obliged to make extra exertion to put life into the subject when there was such a vitiated atmosphere to breathe? I am well satisfied I cannot, with any safety, speak either summer or winter in these halls. The team went Friday morning for Brother and Sister Salisbury. He did not go out Sabbath. He was unwell. Sister Rousseau and Sister Salisbury went with us. Both remain here still. I am so pleased that our people have a church in Parramatta. We must make some effort to build a church here in Melbourne. We have had some beautiful days. Yesterday was cloudy and windy. Yesterday was celebrated as Christmas. I was so earnestly engaged in writing matter that must receive attention, I rode out only 1 hour. Sunday it was so windy and dusty, I did not ride at all. I feel very grateful to my Heavenly Father for His mercy and love bestowed upon me. Jesus is my restorer. He will restore me. He is doing this, and I am full of hopefulness. I began to be very hopeful that I could live in this part of Melbourne and labor for the church in North Fitzroy, but last Sabbath's experience I am loath to repeat. It is an expenditure of labor that I am sure cannot give the church much help, for they cannot appreciate the sacredness of truth in such a place and in such an atmosphere. Everything here is moving off nicely. Fanny is preparing to go to Tasmania. She has passed through a terrible ordeal the week past, and I dare not have her remain through the week of prayer and through the conference. I esteem Brother Smith highly in the Lord. He acted his part so well in reading hymns and in praying. He is truly the servant of God and will be useful, very useful in the church. I hope you will get rested. You will have a change anyway. After you left us to go into the depot, I thought of the question you asked me. Shall I go and pay $20 car fare? I'm surprised that I hesitated as I did. What is a few dollars more than you expected to pay if you can be a blessing to the people? I am glad you went. It is right, and I hope the Lord will give you all much of His Holy Spirit. In love, Mother. Remember me to brethren Hare and Steed.